Ramble.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to another episode of You Can Sit With Us. I'm one of your hosts, Becky. I'm joined.
Everyone's joined.
We're all joined.
We are joined.
We are all one. Joined by Maggie.
What up?
Ariel.
Hey, guys.
Rachel.
Hello.
And our podcast, Pixie Gremlin Miles in the corner.
Who we just discovered is basically a college freshman girl.
Yeah.
I knew that, but it really connects the dots for me.
Yeah.
Love to see it happen.
I love to see it. I do.
On today's episode, we are going to play a little game. We saw it on this other, like, lesser known podcast that not a lot of people listen to.
I didn't see it.
Called the
We're totally stealing their idea.
Listen to it. Called the Tripod. We're gonna play One's Gotta Go. Maggie is going to give us her Code Maggie medical myths and
musings.
I almost said misconceptions. And musings. And then Ariel is going to hit us with a, what is this? What does it mean?
Why?
Why?
What are the cool kids doing these days? And why is it cool?
Yeah, but should we just jump right into the game?
Sure.
Let's play. Okay, so this game, I assume, okay, so I don't listen to the Tripod.
Oh, so I do.
I only heard about this secondhand,
but I haven't heard this yet. Wait, yeah. Was it on like the most recent episode? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's probably why.
So
I only listen to it in the car and I'm not doing much driving.
No, that makes sense. There was a recent meme that sparked a lot of controversy. Mm-hmm. It was all of the Chris's, Chris Hemsworth, Chris Pine, Chris Pratt, and Chris Evans. And you had to eliminate one, and the internet very correctly eliminated Chris Pratt.
Yes, that is correct.
And it took it was very controversial.
He shouldn't even be in the category with the other Chris's.
No.
Can we put Chris Harrison in and choose again?
I don't think I know who that is.
Oh my gosh,
of course I don't know who it is.
She was like, is that a Twitch streamer?
Is this a TikToker?
Is this a Twitter
talker? Who is this person?
All right, so we're going to jump into the very first one. I believe, again, I only heard this secondhand, that there was controversy over candy. So okay. We're going to enter into the same debate.
Okay.
Here we go.
Let's go.
One's got to go.
Okay.
Kit Kat.
Nope, okay. Love it.
Twix.
Okay, love it.
Milky Way.
Okay.
Snickers.
What?
Sorry, I've never liked Snickers.
You've never had it?
No.
I've had them.
What?
I'm not a monster. No, but it's the least common denominator. I don't like the nuts. I like them. I love Kit Kat. Uh-huh. Love Twix. And then it becomes an argument between Milky Way and Snickers. Mm-hmm. And if we're talking like just a Snickers, like that you would get off of a shelf at a 7-Eleven or something, uh-huh, absolutely Snickers has got to go. If it's a Snickers ice cream.
I was about to say, what about Snickers in the freezer?
Snickers in the freezer is excellent.
The Milky Way has got to go for me because it's disgusting. There is nothing appealing about only nougat.
No. What is nougat?
Milky Way.
You could eat it with no teeth,
guys.
Yeah, we have teeth. We were given teeth.
Milky Way midnights are delicious.
No. It doesn't say Milky Way midnight. It says Milky Way.
It is like an offspring of Milky Way. You eat all your Halloween candy out of your pumpkin, and you just got like a sea of bite-sized Milky Ways in the bottom that goes straight to the garbage.
The bite-sized ones are the best ones.
I gotta get rid.
Okay. You can just gum them.
Oh my god.
You know what I mean?
Ariel is a grandma.
You just stick the whole thing in your mouth and it just dissolves.
I will have to get. I know the love of my life loves Kit Kat more than anything out of all of these, but I don't think there's enough. No,
I mean yes.
Also,
I didn't even hear what you said.
You're like, what?
Go on. Ariel, that was such a zing.
Yeah.
I'm on fire today, guys.
Mama's done.
It's the daylight savings.
I gotta get rid of Kit Kat. There's not enough chocolate for me. It's just mostly wafer.
no thanks. It's like this much chocolate.
Scandalous. You know what? Yeah. I know Zach listens to You Can Sit With Us.
He does.
You're going to be in trouble.
I know. I didn't. He told me that was his favorite candy, and I was just sitting silently in the corner like,
whatever. It comes in a matcha flavor.
That's great, honey.
So many flavors.
There's a green tea flavor, but I didn't think of that one.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Anything with white chocolate can go. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, that shit. Yeah. Whoever invented white chocolate.
What's
needs
even
to,
the what's, they're in what's hell even right the
now. Leave chocolate certainly. Alone.
Leave them alone.
I like justice cookies and cream. That one's good.
What is that cookies and cream?
The cookies and creams Hershey bar.
It's white chocolate.
Oh.
It's white chocolate.
It's good. But it has like chunks in it.
And peppermint kisses is mostly white chocolate.
I do like delicious flavored anything.
Okay.
That one's good.
All right.
I hoard those during Christmas
time.
Peppermint kisses, yeah. They're in like, my pantry.
Peppermint kisses in Target wine glasses that said Happy Holidays on it on the boys' desk as a surprise.
You're
actually
so sweet.
On everyone's desk as a surprise in 2018. This. Christmas 2018.
Oh, God, they're still there, aren't
and
they?
And just this past week, I went into the boys' office to clean, and under Eugene's desk, why am I cleaning? Because this place is a disaster. So production showed up. We had a cleaning day.
The rats found it, didn't they?
The rats ate all of Eugene's peppermint kisses that he had left there for 2 years. There were peppermint kisses all over the floor, the wrappers, and there was rat poop all over them.
Were the rats just like 100 pounds with like white beards and they got little hats.
We called an exterminator and apparently it was just one big boy. There was one big boy.
Goodness.
He caught him and he filled in all the holes from the walls and he caught this one big guy and they put out traps and all weekend and no others were caught. It was one guy.
He didn't even feed a family? That's fucking...
No, he didn't feed a family.
Selfish.
Wow. Was
one Santa, no elves.
Yeah.
Wow.
One that that's the last time I ever give the guys candy.
That's fair. I mean, I feel like, yeah, Eugene likes to leave his candy.
Yeah,
here.
For 2 years. Yeah. And
two
the rats got
years.
It.
I feel like those kisses came home to me
yeah.
at some point.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, they came home to me for sure.
Yeah. Good.
So good.
All right. Next on the list. I didn't even read this all the way through, Miles. So we're doing the Chris's, and Miles did what we asked for preemptively and eliminated Chris Pratt from the situation. So you have to choose between Chris Hemsworth.
Okay.
Chris Pine.
Wait, let's just for those of us, namely me, who doesn't know who these people are. Chris Hemsworth is the Australian one
yes.
married to Miley Cyrus.
No,
that's Liam,
Ariel.
And they're not married anymore.
Oh my God!
He's Thor.
Yes, Thor. Okay.
Thor.
Got it.
Then there's Chris Pine.
He's the one who is
in
Wonder Woman.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Chris Evans. Captain America.
Got it. Okay.
And Christopher Walken. More cowbell.
More cowbell. Oh, I love him. Yes. Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
Locked in. All right, Ariel, of those people, who would you eliminate?
Chris Pine.
You want to get rid of this guy so bad.
I don't know.
Why? Do you have beef with Chris Pine?
No, I have absolutely no reason. I just like all the other ones more.
I don't know.
You've never seen Just My Luck with Lindsay Lohan and Chris Pine, then, I assume?
No, I don't think I have. I think it's his eyebrows. There's something about
his eyebrows.
His eyebrows. I don't know.
Like, he's also in
I don't
Star
like
Trek.
Them. They look too
perfect.
Yeah, perfect. They're like so dark and big.
She's an eyebrowist.
I don't know. I don't know. It
is he one of those men that you like consider too pretty? Like you would never date them because they're prettier than you?
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe. I find his face distracting.
Not saying
you're
that.
As pretty as Chris.
No.
Chris is not prettier than Ariel.
There's been men I looked at that where other people are like, oh, he's so hot. I was like, he's too pretty.
There is like a certain thing where you like, yeah, there are some men who are just too pretty.
Yeah.
You know? But I just feel like his eyebrows are distracting.
Eugene Lee Yang.
Okay.
Eugene Yang is one of those people. Yeah, mm-hmm. When I'm in the presence of Eugene, I feel
we
a little
do.
Like
insecure.
Yeah, a little bit.
We all do.
Yeah. I don't know why. Wait,
Maggie, who are you getting rid of?
I don't know.
Christopher, what? This is so easy.
Christopher Walken.
He's lived a good life.
I know.
He's old.
Are these people dying in this game?
I don't. Maybe. Should we kill them, Miles? Yeah, they're dead. You have to kill them.
He's just like,
Okay. Yeah. Milky Way's no longer exist.
Milky Way's no longer exist.
Yeah, candy's so easy to kill. These are actual people.
Yeah, but Chris, think of Christopher Walken. He's, you know, he was in Catch Me If You Can with Leonardo DiCaprio. He's got some Oscars, I assume.
You're telling me why we should keep him.
No, because he's lived a good life.
He's iconic.
Chris Pine has more to give.
Yeah.
We need more Star Trek, not Star Wars.
Ooh. Who would you get rid of, Becky?
Christopher Walken.
What about you? Rachel.
I think I'm getting rid of Captain America because he broke up with Jenny Slate, and don't nobody break up with Jenny Slate.
But, and didn't, wasn't it like a thing? There was the, she talked about how part of their relationship was kind of like a clouded because he was beautiful.
Oh.
And she's traditionally considered by the standards more like funny. Like nobody's like, Jenny Slate's the hottest person ever. But she's really cute.
Yeah. I don't know. I just love her more than I love him, I think. So I picked my side.
Okay. Yeah, I get that.
We know where you fall in the the relationship drama.
Yeah, I'm
good
pro Jenny.
All right, guys, we're moving away from people and we're going into something sugary and delicious.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
For me, this is one of the easiest lists I've ever seen in my life. You got Coke.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You got Pepsi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got Sprite.
Mm-hmm.
You got Dr. Pepper. If any of you nasty people keep Pepsi.
I was going to say Pepsi.
I'm leaving. Yes.
Yeah.
Pepsi's got to go. Pepsi is disgusting. You do not want to share a Pepsi with someone. Those commercials are lies. The only good thing about Pepsi is those commercials. You can taste
Pepsi
the difference.
Pepsi has an excellent ad campaign usually.
Isn't this the same ad campaign like the Kendall Jenner one?
Well, yeah, that's okay, why so they said usually. They really missed the mark
but
there.
But Britney Spears killed it.
Yes, she did. She did.
I mean, Sprite is gross, too.
I really can't taste the difference between Coke and Pepsi. I've done a taste test. I'm bad.
Also, I don't think I like any of them.
I don't really drink soda.
Don't drink
I want
soda.
Coffee. I want sparkling water. I want wine.
Ooh, yeah. I like a nice cherry Coke at the movies. Mm. Drink a nice little pop if you're a little hungover. You're like...
I do partake in a Diet Coke every once in a while, but it has to be out of a straw.
I did drink a lot of cherry Coke while pregnant.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Just for the fizzy?
Fizzy and I think sugary, like blood sugar. Like you were like, delicious. Ooh.
Have you ever had Dr. Pepper flat though?
Ooh. Yeah. I grew up on Dr. Pepper though.
I grew up on Dr. Pepper.
I like root.
Can we say that as a sound effect for future pods, Miles?
The blood button.
And also Sprite flat.
I don't want Sprite flat. It just tastes like sugar water.
I want anything flat.
But Sprite is a great mixer.
Mm.
So you gotta keep it for the mixing properties.
Cranberry Sprite over the holidays.
So you know I'll drink anything over the holidays. November 1st, baby.
The holidays are coming, Ariel.
They're almost here, Rachel.
I know they are here, but you are still pregnant and thus not ready for
them.
That's
true. That's
so they're
true.
On their way.
Yeah. Yeah, the second I'm done with labor, I'm like the holidays are here.
The tree's coming up.
Let's party.
Yeah.
All right, we're going on to food now.
Okay.
I think I know where everyone's going to stand on this one. Okay. Or at least where three of the four of us will stand.
Okay.
You might be the outlier.
Why?
Ooh. Go ahead.
Because three of us don't eat red meat.
I don't eat red meat.
So, pizza, French fries, burgers, or burritos.
One has to go.
One's got to go.
Can we say like veggie burgers too?
Yeah, I guess we could put veggie burger in there.
Because I like a good veggie burger.
Love a good veggie
burger. I do,
too. Okay, so
wait, had a burger
you gave up
like,
red meat?
I haven't had a burger in like, I even having bratwurst at your house, I haven't had pork in a year.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You guys eat mostly vegan.
We're chicken, sushi, and lots of vegetables.
Yeah. Okay. So that's not mostly vegan, but
no,
but
not at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't like titles, but
it's too constricting.
Don't put Maggie in a box.
Yeah.
Too much box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got burgers, burritos, pizza,
and French fries.
And French fries. I can't get rid of French fries.
Can't get rid of burritos.
They go with burritos.
They're the perfect accessory.
They are. I had them on salad the other day. Oh yeah, I eat fries on everything. I would say I'd have to get rid of burritos.
I know, a scandal.
Oh my gosh.
Do you live in LA or do you live
big.
In LA?
They're too big.
You can have smaller burritos. It just depends where you
chop it up. Eat it like
there's I don't know. There's something about
just cut it in half.
Like,
save half for later.
If you like order a burrito,
yeah.
it's usually far too large. Like, I'm talking like a Chipotle burrito.
It does, you know, weigh like a pound.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so you can only eat half of it, or like, you know, you can only eat some of it. I do love a breakfast burrito.
Oh, so good.
But I really like the tiny burritos that are actually called tacos. Right?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Tiny burritos.
What'd
you give up?
So we said veggie burgers were okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We make the rules.
Okay. I'm lactose intolerant, y'all.
Oh,
I have to get rid of pizza.
No.
Yeah. That makes sense. Anytime we go out of town,
pizza is just
it's
not,
hard.
Not yeah. as exciting.
It's not, it's really it's not sad. Exciting. I remember Zach and I went to like a make your own pizza place mm-hmm. in Sherman Oaks called Medici's, mm-hmm. and the chef was like, it's basically Subway. They take your pizza down and you pick your toppings. And the guy puts all the toppings on it, and the other man goes to put it in the pizza oven. Mm-hmm. And the chef just like looks at it and goes, why? And he puts it in the oven, and Zach and I are awkwardly just sitting there waiting for our pizza, our sad, sad pizza. But we just felt like sauce and bread, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
We wanted some bruschetta.
Throw some artichoke on there. It does taste kind of cheesy when you do that. You can at least trick yourself a little bit.
And I don't really love vegan cheese.
No.
Yeah,
it's not everyone who says vegan cheese is delicious is kidding themselves. Yeah,
I mean, there's certain ones that do a really good job, but they're far and few, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm gotta get rid of pizza. Sorry.
All right, here we go. Last one. Miles, this is really hard. These are like, he picked things that are things you need in life.
Oh, no.
So you have to give up food, sex, family, or sleep.
Whoa.
Miles.
These are heavy.
What did they all say? Can you tell us?
What did they say?
But if we give up food, we don't die, right?
No, you're just hungry.
You're just hungry all the time.
Yeah,
okay.
So you're hungry, sexless, sex, without your family, sleep. Or what was the other one?
Without sleep.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
What did the guy say?
Wait, we should guess.
Ned, I think, gave up food.
But he still can live.
Yes.
He's just going to be hungry.
I believe Maggie Zach gave up family. But I have to run the tape back.
Oh, does that include me?
Well.
Yeah, you're a family.
You're family.
I mean, I feel like you also, how would he keep sex if he got rid of Maggie?
Well, right, exactly.
Yeah. So, actually.
He got rid of both.
Yeah. Conjugal jokes on him. But they no jokes longer live together.
Yeah, joke's on him.
Did Keith give up sleep?
Yeah, I think it was sleep.
Ariel, what would you give up?
Oof.
Should we guess?
Yeah, guess. Try to guess, because I think I've decided.
I think you'd give up sleep, because you're a mom, and you're going to have another baby, so you're already giving up sleep.
Already giving up sleep.
You're already doing it.
And it would give you so much more time in the day.
Yeah. And you're very productive, so you would like,
but
do
what
stuff
if you're always
time?
Like tired? You've always pulled an all-nighter. Always.
Yeah, and I'm really, really bad without sleep. Like, I am crabby, and like my brain stops working. So I'm tied between food and sleep.
Yeah. Ooh.
Because I also don't like I don't enjoy food that much. I know that that's I know that that's crazy.
What?
I know that that's
you
crazy.
You just want bread.
I do just want bread. I just want bread. Like that's the
you
way that my life
on your
works.
Burrito.
Well, that's true, but you know, I don't enjoy like a juicy steak or, you know, things like that. Like there are certain things that I feel like people are like, "Oh, there's like these food things that foodies really enjoy," and I'm not one of those people. I am like, give me plain pasta with olive oil. You know, like I eat to sustain myself.
Yeah, so what Wes eats.
yeah. Basically, it actually sometimes I don't make myself dinner and I just eat his leftovers because we eat the same thing. It's like he just wants noodles with oil and salt. but yeah, it would probably. So it would be a tie between sleep and, like, I'm saying sleep right now, but come back to me in 2 months and I'm going to be like, give me all the sleep, please. Please.
Yeah. Please.
Mags, what are you giving up family? Because Zach gave up family.
I can't give up family.
No.
I'm too much of a people person. Like, I constantly have to be talking to somebody or seeing someone.
Yeah.
I don't think I can give up people, especially like my loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
I love sleep. I get really angry when I don't sleep. I'm a really good sleeper. I can sleep 10 hours uninterrupted.
Okay. Nap queen.
And I love food. Anytime we're traveling, Zach and I are just eating through cities. Like, we're just like, what can we eat? So when we get here,
are you giving up sex?
No, I can't give up sex either. But I mean, I guess I could do away with not sleeping as much and living. This is a hard one.
I know, because they all sort of become less important when you're not sleeping.
Yeah. I guess I would give up food.
You're going to be hungry?
I would give up food because I could find joy in something else. I'm sure it's
sex.
Yeah. I'll compensate that way when I'm supposed to be eating.
Zach's really going to regret giving up family.
Yeah.
Zach, rue the day he gave up family.
Rude. Okay, Rebecca.
Sleep. Yeah. I'm giving up sleep. No question.
Well, you've insomnia.
You don't sleep.
I already have insomnia, so I already don't sleep. I know how to caffeinate myself through life. Mm. I can't give up family. I talk to my parents almost probably every couple days, or I get a very angry phone call about why. Even if I've texted, I get a phone call that's like, we haven't heard from you.
And your parents are pretty special.
And they're pretty fun people. Yeah. They're pretty cool.
And this includes Keith.
And
the family.
Includes Keith, yes. I can't give up Keith or Alfred. Yeah, that would be too much. I can't
believe my partner.
Such a sad life. And you can't give up sex. My God.
I know.
I think I'd be angrier without sex than without sleep.
One of the greatest joys in life.
So yeah, sleep, easy. I will just caffeinate my life away.
Mm-hmm.
So I got cold brew mixed with coffee.
Oh my
like my
God.
Third one.
You are a monster.
Woo!
Cold brew mixed with coffee?
Yeah.
What? Tell me more. Why?
Well, you guys brought that cold brew over for the thing you shot.
Uh-huh.
And I've slowly been working my way through it.
But why do you mix it with coffee?
Why don't you just brew your cold brew
longer?
Why
don't you just either drink cold brew or drink coffee?
Because Keith makes enough coffee for us to each have 2 cups in the morning. And I had my 1 cup. And then there was still a little cup left. But I wanted more caffeine than that. So I filled the rest of it with
cold brew.
This is why you don't sleep.
This is why you don't sleep.
No, I need to do this so I can wake back up.
You crazy.
All right, you're going to be fine without sleep.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Easy.
It's fine. I take it back. Eugene would give up sleep.
In a heartbeat.
He would give up food.
He would give up sleep. Yeah. Well, that was it, guys. That was all of them.
That was it.
One's
got to go.
Okay, now we should listen to the tripod and see what they said.
I do. That is fascinating that Zach gave up family.
I know.
You guys are going to have a premarital chat about what family includes.
Yeah.
I'm sure Steffi and his mom called him.
And good news, Maggie, that means you get Bowie.
That's true.
Bowie's
true.
Family.
True.
And you get to have sex with a bunch of people.
Maggie's free. She can do whatever she wants.
You do whatever you want. Go for it. Go nuts. Meet some men at the dog park.
I'm sad. I like my life. I like Zach.
I have a question for you guys. Zach and I got into a heated discussion about this, and he wasn't sure. Do you guys fold your toilet paper, or do you crumple?
Fold.
You're a folder.
Mm-hmm.
I fold.
You fold?
Fold. Oh, we all fold in here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Does Zach crumple?
He's like,
crumples.
I don't know.
What a monster.
He's like, I guess because I don't think I fold, maybe I'm a crumpler. I was like, what?
No.
I asked my coworkers this and it was like 50-50.
No, really?
Huh. Miles?
I'm a crumpler. And it has to do with your personality type, actually.
Really?
There's like been studies about it. It's because Yes.
I'm just worried about crumpling and then like my finger
missing
through
there. Yeah,
like,
but you need roughage. Do you gotta get in there? What are you talking
about?
What
do you mean? You lose your hand.
Yeah, but if it's just a flat, you need the texture to kind of.
Texture?
No, I don't need the texture.
But then how do you know that it's gone? Because then you just have a crumple of.
You had ditched that paper.
Well, you can see on the poo-poo paper. It's, you know.
But then, so usually.
I feel like it's more waste, too.
Fascinating. I kind of want to know what Ned does. I'm going to ask him.
Don't ask him. Just like, wait.
Just wonder.
But get out of here.
If you start with like a nice folded piece, then you wipe once, and then you fold, and then you fold.
Well, that's
until
like
it gets really
butt,
tiny,
right?
And you have to get more.
Yeah.
It's all very neat and tidy.
Yeah,
it is.
Miles is like, this is not a tidy situation.
No, 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 no.
It's
like,
it sounds
everywhere.
Like Miles and Zach are at war.
Yeah.
I feel like it's whatever your parents taught you to do, right? I remember my mom sitting on the tub and being like, this is how you do it. This is how you load the toilet paper. Put it outside, not inside. Mm. This is how you fold it. The end.
I should probably start teaching Wes how to wipe his own bottom.
I used to use the bathroom in front of the kids.
Seven.
Because they're very interested.
I bet.
I would scream from across the house.
Anytime I'd poop,
I'd be like, Mommy, limpiame mi poto.
Mom, wipe my butt.
She'd come in. She'd wipe my little booty.
Wow.
Just to make sure.
That's fascinating. I don't think I remember a specific time being told to fold or.
Maybe.
I only remember front to back was
yes,
the big thing my
back.
Mom said.
Front to back. My best friend had a little boy, almost same due date as the girls. And I remember one of her first texts to me was, you don't have to wipe front to back. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, you can wipe back to front. It's wild. And I was like, oh.
It's wild.
It's crazy.
It is. Yeah. I do not wipe front to back.
I was taught the other way too, and I was so mad.
Yeah,
I went to nursing school. I was like, Mom, you taught me the wrong
back to front.
Way. No, so I like tap, and then I get rid of that one, and then I do.
That's exactly what butt. I do.
It's
a two-parter.
I don't go. I don't do you both at the same time. That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
For those of you only listening, Maggie is demonstrating
what that looks like.
Come over to the video.
Her legs. Yeah, but it's a two-parter. You tap.
You tap.
And then you wipe.
Yeah. Oh. No, just front to back.
What do you got to teach the girls?
Front to back.
Yeah. That's the right way.
But I'm telling you, I just don't go to the bathroom alone ever now because they're just very curious. So they're like they hold like my little shorts and underwear and they're like trying to peek in while I'm going.
Oh my gosh.
And then they want to hand me toilet paper and then we close the lid and then they flush and then we all wash our hands.
Oh,
that's cute. That's a long thing.
Teaching them to close the lid, that is like number one awesome bathroom hygiene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Close the lid because when you flush, everything goes up. And then if you have
your toothbrushes are right there.
Whenever I go to someone's house and they have like a hairbrush on their toilet, I just want to like take it and move it and be like, I'm going to put this in a drawer or like drawer. Face cream or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, you guys, it's poo-poo in the air.
It's poo-poo air.
And the poo-poo air is going to go on your poo-poo face and then you're going to get a pink eye or you're going to get a virus.
Well,
I hate
bathrooms. You do have to close the seat. It's like if you are flushing that toilet and it like even if it's just pee-pee, you have to close the seat because all of the germs go up into the air.
Yeah. I just run away.
He just makes a break for it.
Really fast and runs.
That's what I do.
Run!
You're so speaking of bathroom stuff, Mags, you had a medical mystery for us.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
that's a good segue.
Amazing.
Yeah. That is a good
segue. We're in a rabbit hole. Let's go deeper.
We're going to stay in the bathroom.
So a lot of you guys have been asking us, and we don't really know what direction to go in this, but a lot of you guys want to hear about us having our periods. Here we go.
We have them.
But you usually leave it there in the emails. You say, can you talk about your periods? And we didn't know where to go. So we're gonna go with amusing.
How does everyone feel about their period? That's a good like starting time, right?
Well, I have mine right now.
Me too.
I have mine right now.
Are we synced?
Maybe I would if I had had it.
Synced, but all of that good stuff is just going straight to baby
boy. Right.
Yeah.
That's right. I actually have not had my period for, I cannot remember the last time I had my period.
Really?
Yeah. Because between babies, I had an IUD and it virtually got rid of the period for me.
Well,
I'm
then
so
how
jealous.
Did you know?
When I was pregnant?
Well, that and but then you're testing. But how did you know when to like have sex to conceive if you don't have your period to count the days?
Just every day.
Why
didn't we
Great topic.
The old do it all the time you method.
Know, I mean, you actually taught me this. Uh-huh. Just have sex every other day.
That's all my friends trying to conceive. I was like, sex every other day. Uh-huh. That's what, because if you are only doing the math, you can do it wrong.
Yeah.
When you're like trying to guess when you're ovulating.
Yeah.
But some people, if they're trying to conceive, like to have sex every day during those high ovulation periods. Mm-hmm. But to keep the sperm extra potent every other day.
Yeah. Mm. And because sperm can stay in your body for up to 5 days.
Yeah. Resistant.
Get out of here.
Let's use Maggie's
clip. Get out of me.
Hit the button. Excuse me? All right. Period musings. I'm glad we're all synced, though. Yeah. Us and the full moon.
So cute.
I guess something we've never shared, Becky and I actually use menstrual cups. And I remember when the Diva cup first came up, my initial reaction was, ew. Like, I don't want to reuse something coming in and out. But I started using it probably a year or two ago, a year and a half maybe. Mm-hmm. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me. I forget that I'm on my period when I have my menstrual cup. But the learning curve for some women, it's a little hurdle. Like, I remember the first one or two cycles, I would go into the bathroom and I'd be like, Zach, I'll be back in like 10 minutes. And I was like trying to figure out which angle, which size. Uh-huh. But I would YouTube a lot because there was like a lot of women on YouTube. There's like, I think I used like put a cup in it. And there's different like folding techniques and stuff that you can use. But it's actually like my first reaction was like, why would I use something reusable when toxic shock syndrome is a thing related to female hygiene products? But I learned with more research that menstrual cups are made out of medical grade silicone. So they're less likely to change the pH of your vagina, which is usually the cause of toxic shock syndrome, is that change, and that allows bacteria to grow.
And so, probably also yeast infections. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that happens in there because of like pH changes and things like that.
And not all tampon brands are the same. Like, a lot of them don't have fragrance in them. A lot of them are made with like better materials now. But way back when, a lot of them like would smell like lavender, and like that can change your pH of your. So I was like, let's try this. And I love it. I can wear it for up to 12 hours on lighter days. Like, first day or two, like, would you agree you're changing it more often than not? I guess it depends on, every woman's different. Everyone has a different flow. For some, I've gotten like four of my coworkers to get on it and they love it. But then some women, it's like, I bleed too much. Like, I have this issue. It doesn't work for me. But those of you who
That's how I feel. Only post-birthing twins.
Yeah.
After you birth babies, your periods get a lot heavier. And after twins, it's really intense.
Yeah. But it's gotten to the point where even when I'm on my period, like day three or four, when I'm not cramping as much, I forget that I'm on it. Wow. And it's not as much of a, and especially working 12-hour shifts.
Oh, because you're not having to change something. You're just like fancy free.
Yeah.
That's nice.
You buy one and you use it for the rest of your life. You're not
like 10 years.
10 years.
I think you're supposed to give it away after. But he's like, go after that.
Yeah. But you're not having to continually hold like
a
little
fanny pack. You just have one. You don't have two.
I bought two in the beginning just because I wanted to know what size I was.
Got it.
Because they do have one. It's pre-baby and post-baby.
Yeah.
They have a post-baby one?
And it's probably a little bit bigger, right? It's a little bigger because you're...
Because you're a little bigger.
And something bigger went through.
And I learned this from my OB-GYN, which I thought was interesting, is the reason you bleed more is because your uterus has like muscle memory for taking on more blood. And if you had two placentas instead of one, even more. So every period, it literally takes on more blood and then expels more blood.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
She was like, the only thing she could tell me to do was to exercise to sort of like divert the blood to other areas.
That makes sense.
The number one thing I want to do first day of my period is do some hardcore cardio.
You really want to like go for a run. That's really what you're feeling.
Really, I want a French fry burrito, but that's just me.
Yeah. I tried the Diva Cup in college. And I loved it until you have to go change it in a public bathroom.
Yeah. So,
But for me, I'm like, I've never changed it in a public bathroom.
I've never changed it.
I put mine in the morning and I take it out before I go to bed.
Yeah. That's me day three
Yeah.
or four. Day one or two, like, I'll have to go in the middle of work, and that's what family restrooms are for. Like, you can go into Target and you'll find the family restroom just so you can get to a sink, because when you do empty it out, yeah. I mean, after you get past the hurdle of it, of being, like, icky, because it is, it's a tampon, but even farther. So you have to get a little bit more comfortable with yourself putting in. So if you're woozy putting a tampon in, I don't recommend you do a cup quite yet. Mm-hmm. But Salt Cup just came out with, like, a smaller, even smaller size than the small. So there's starting to become more options for smaller women.
I've seen that one that looks like a little condom that you almost put in. I'm sure that it's not like a condom, but it's like a ring.
Like a disc.
Yeah, it's a disc. Yeah. It's a disc instead of a cup.
I haven't used a disc yet, but I've heard the appeal of the disc is you can have period sex. I haven't used one yet, but I've heard less success with a disc, but I'd love to hear.
Oh, because it's just so far up?
I guess that the way it sits, it's more like, looks like a flying saucer versus a cup. A cup just kind of like suctions up there, and if you poke at it, it's still kind of...
Do you guys remember, rewind 20 years, if you are me, more than that, wow. Do you remember your first tampon and how frightening that was?
It was so scary.
To me, it was so scary.
I didn't first tampons till college.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. My mom didn't use them, so I didn't
I
use
was
them.
Little. I was like 13 or 14. I'd only used pads. But it was summertime and my friends wanted to go swimming and I was like, I can't. And my mom was like, you can, you just have to use a tampon. And I was terrified.
That was me too. I was in swim, so I had to like learn. Well, I was in high school, so I guess that's not that much later. No, actually that was like 2 years after I started my period. I had to start.
Yeah.
Which was terrifying. Mm-hmm. And my younger sister even had issues with it too. She was like, can you do it? And I just remember her like passed out.
Wait, you put in your little sister's tampon for the first time?
It probably wasn't the first time. She had failed a couple times. She's like, you do it.
She's like, help. Yeah. Help me.
So I have like an image of her just like passed out on the bed. I was like,
oh my gosh. Okay. You have to take in the Midwest or in Illinois, you have to take gym class. It's the last. I think it is the only state in the U.S. You have to take gym all 4 years of high school.
What?
And we had swim. And so you just knew when people were on their periods that didn't use tampons, because for that week you just sat out of swim class.
Wow. How mortifying.
Yeah. It was awful because they made you change into your bathing suit too. So you had to like, you had a pad. And this was back when like, I don't know if anyone else loves, like had a great pad experience when they were little. But for like us in our age group, they were really, really thick.
Really thick.
They make ones now that are. Yeah, they're like little diapers. But now they make ones that are like so sleek, so slim. Oh my God, it would have saved me from so many like.
So you had to wear your bathing suit with a giant pad?
Yeah.
That's mean.
And
that's
so I would like wear
pretty messed up.
I would wear my gym shorts over it. Yeah. Because I was just like, that's really mortifying.
Did you have like a male teacher or was it a female teacher?
Because
I wonder if that makes a difference.
We had like, I don't know, they wanted to make gym like fun. So they had different gym class types you could take. So when I had like regular gym, it was a female teacher. But then senior year, we did this thing called Challenge Ed. And it was, we did kayaking in the pool.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Okay, but you know a crazy thing? I was talking to my parents about it and they were like, I don't remember this. And if you had told us this, we would have not let you done it. Our final for our kayaking class was to go. No, flipping was normal. Flipping was like part of the test. We went off the high dive in our kayaks. Our teacher pushed us off the high dive. You were like this, and you went on the high dive, and the teacher pushed you off.
That's amazing.
And if you flipped over, you had to flip yourself back up. But you basically, like, because of, I don't know, science, physics, you basically, like, bopped down and shot back up.
That's not okay. You're back.
That sounds thrilling.
So fun. But like just a couple weeks just ago, I was telling my mom about
the
it.
High dive. What?
And she was like, we didn't sign anything for that. And I was like, I don't know, man. We did it.
That's funny.
I actually used tampons pretty much immediately upon getting my period.
Really?
Because I hated the thick pads so much.
Yeah.
And I was on the swim team and I just dove in. I was like, we're doing this. I started with the lights, you know, with like the really little ones. Mm-hmm. And then as I got more comfortable, I started moving up to the supers and like, and then
did you have to like take the pamphlet out to like read what to do?
You know, I honestly don't remember. I think my mom told me, like how to do it. And then I just pretty immediately was like, okay, I got this, mom. I can do it myself. And then
I said the same thing. Yeah. My mom was like standing outside the bathroom door sort of coaching me. I was like, I know how to do it.
I can do it myself.
It's just too embarrassing. You're like, please move away from the situation.
Yeah. And I think I was so just embarrassed about the whole prospect of having a period that like I was like, I want this to be as like low touch as possible. And so I used to wear my tampons for like 12 plus hours.
Do not do that.
It is so, so bad. I am so surprised that I did not get toxic shock syndrome because I would wear them. There were times that I would sleep in them and I would wear them and I would forget and I would wear them for days.
Oh my God, Ariel.
I know. No. Days. Seriously, I promise you, I think that there was one time that like I actually had this like sort of sneaking suspicion that I had left one in from the last period.
This has happened to me before.
Yeah. You left it in for a month?
Not a month.
But like a
not
week?
Not a month. But one time, I don't know, I was working night shift. I was a little delirious and I was like, what's going on? It was like first year. And I lost it. I mean, one of my friends is a nurse practitioner for Planned Parenthood. And she said a lot of the times, like she'll get women coming in and they're like, I don't know, something like smells different down there. And she'll like go it's in a with tampon. A speculum. She'll pull it out and it's like gray.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, also like
it's more common than you think. So
I had
always check, but they like lose the string.
Yeah, you lose the string.
It's not possible to lose
it. She put in a second one and pushed one way up, and that one disappeared. And then she pulled out the second one. She forgot she had one in.
I have done that before.
She's like 16.
I have put in two,
and then that was in for like a long time.
Yeah.
Does it like mold in there? Like what happens to it in there?
You know, it kind of, I think it depends on the tampon, but it can, it sort of adapts to the system in there.
It becomes, it makes its own
environment. It's not good. It's not good. It's not good at all.
But
pay
attention.
It gets all like, it sort of slimes over. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I've never,
But then like once you actually pull it out, then it's almost like created its own little biosystem.
I don't know if I can keep talking about this. The visual is just reminding when we scoop Alfred's poop, we put it in this bag. Every once in a while you'll open the bag and it's all like fuzzy and gray.
Ew, it's not like
it's
that.
That's coming to my mind is someone pulling out like a fuzzy gray.
It's not
kitty
that.
Poop.
Yeah. No, it's not good. It's not good at all.
Oh my God, take your tampons out, lady.
Yeah, you have to take
your tampons out. Anyone who bleeds,
please,
take them out.
Please be kind to your vagina. Yes. I was not as a teenager. I was like, I hate periods. You know, I just want to forget about it. So I would just pop in a tampon and then forget about it.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, it was bad. It was really, really bad. And I do worry sometimes if there's like, you know, some, I don't know, like long-term damage or I don't, you know, I mean, childbirth is can definitely
cause
some long-term. I think I'm okay now.
I thought you were going to say that you worried that one was still in there.
I give birth in like four tampons.
The tampons have made their own little babies.
They have like a whole family in there.
Oh my God. They have their own like political system.
Oh,
they're voting.
No,
there's a mayor.
You have to take care of your insides.
Yes,
because it's not good. And there's definitely like smells and stuff. And so, you know, like I would use, okay, how do you guys feel about like products, you know, like smelling products?
None.
Ugh, none.
Nothing
none.
In the coocheroo.
I know.
No.
That is absolutely how I feel now. But there was a time when I was like, it smells kind of fishy down there. Maybe I'll like get some of those wipes that smell like peaches, you know?
Did you immediately get a UTI?
No, I never had yeast infections until I started having sex, which was in college.
Yeah, I never got UTIs till I had sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the number one culprit.
I think that is the number one culprit. Yeah.
Sperm stay in your body for 5 days.
Yeah.
Partying.
Pee after sex, after everybody.
Just get used to it.
Well, can I ask you this question? Yeah. How long till you didn't feel embarrassed about having periods?
I would say the first couple boyfriends that I had, like the first couple times I had sex, I was still like, ew, periods. Mm-hmm. I definitely did not want to be like around my boyfriend or like doing sexual things on mm-hmm. my period. Mm-hmm. And then it probably wasn't until I like maybe even met Ned, you know, mm-hmm. got comfortable with Ned. I didn't have that many sexual partners. So, it, you know, at that point it was kind of like, and like you start to see your body and your vagina as something that is like just sort of a part of the whole the grand scheme of things, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. And then I was like, okay, this is all right. And I'm okay with this, mm-hmm. but I definitely still hate pads. And I have the like mindset of like, okay, just pop in a tampon and don't think about it for a few hours. At this point, I changed my tampon
several weeks.
But I do think like I would like to try the cup again. Once I get like a real period back, because I think I could absolutely do that. I don't get grossed out by like the blood or anything.
Yeah,
it was just the like walking out of a stall with your pants around your ankles.
Oh my god!
And your bloody cup, and then you like
no.
Oh yeah, want to rinse college it. Dorms. Yeah. It's not like you have your own private bathroom. I get that.
Yeah, and like at the time I was doing it for environmental reasons, and so mm-hmm. I didn't want to stuff my pants with toilet paper and then pull them up and then go wash it and then go back in. It all just took too long.
Oh, yeah. I get what you mean. I was mm-hmm. very confused when you first said you took it out in public. I was like, why are you taking it out? Why would you do that? And then I was like, no, because you lived in a freaking dorm.
Yeah,
and you didn't have a private bathroom.
That makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I was embarrassed by periods for a while. Like even in college, I'd like hide tampons in my pocket from even other girls.
Can I have a tampon? Yeah. Do you have a tampon?
Now I like don't even care. I like have my little menstrual cup, little package just like mm-hmm. on the table. Mm-hmm. I'll like boil my menstrual cup mm-hmm. every once in a while and Zach will be like just watching me. I'm like, don't mind me. Don't drink out of this cup. This is my menstrual cup tea.
We have our period pot that's hidden from the other pots.
Yeah. They get discolored, right?
They do, but we just found some like it's a cleaner version of OxyClean mm-hmm. basically. Yeah. It's like sodium bicarb and stuff. Yeah. And you boil water and then you put that on it and it takes all the tinge out.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them, there are some that you can get that are like fully black, so you don't have to like worry about it. Mm-hmm. The one I have is pink and translucent, so it like took on a tinge for a while and then we got it squeak clean.
Yeah. Yeah.
And mine was clear, so it was.
Those just turned brown.
Yeah, it was just.
Yeah, that's what I had.
But I used the, she told me about the cleaner, so I used it to clean it and it did clean it.
Nice. I'm very interested in this mama cup, post baby cup.
Oh yeah, it's nice. Yeah. It's a good little. Yeah, I was only embarrassed by periods when I was sitting in a bathing suit with a pad on. I would say that was traumatizing.
That is traumatizing.
Yeah. But after that, YOLO. I'm also on team. Like I wish it would just go away already. Yeah. I'm sick of it. I'm done with it. I don't want it.
I rejoice
but
when I get
it. We're all synced, Bex.
That is true.
We wouldn't have this bond. Yes.
There is something magical about that.
That there is.
Yeah. I heard too, like your like pheromones or mm-hmm. that, you know, waft when you're on your period will talk to other women's.
We're talking
they're right
now. They're having their own pod.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like your baby has been moving around a lot. So he's hearing your pheromones. And he's like, Mom. Come on, Mom.
Let's do this. I want to hang out with our friends.
Let me out of here.
Not yet, buddy.
Yeah,
stay
not yet,
Bubba.
Stay in there.
Soon, but not yet.
Okay, yeah. so to just close this, mm-hmm. Let's do a something's got to go for you've got your cup, okay? Mm-hmm. You've got your pad, okay? Uh-huh. You've got your tampon.
Uh-huh.
And should we include the disc?
Do the period underwear.
Oh, yeah.
Has anyone tried that?
No, I haven't tried
it.
I haven't tried it.
Yeah. I feel like, how does that work? It has a pad in it?
They're washable. I think it's made of like a super absorbent mm-hmm. material that
is
special.
You don't have to wear a tampon or a pad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think you sort of squeeze it out in a sink.
Yes.
Or
and
something.
you have more than one. Yeah. You have more than one if you're doing those. You wouldn't wear like the same pair of underwear every day.
I do want to try those.
Yeah.
I think they would be good for like days 3, 4, 5.
I think they'd be good like mm-hmm. nighttime, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true too.
I've seen them uh-huh. and I've seen people review them. They're thin. They're not like bulky.
Okay.
I don't understand the science behind it, but
maybe they have like silicone beads in them or something.
I don't know. It's something about the material.
I'll be brave and order some and try them and I'll report back.
Okay. Let us know.
I'll let you know. I'll let everyone know.
Yes. Guys, that is the end of the pod. We've done it. We've gone everywhere from the Chris's to our bleed-ins. I hope we satisfied your question of, will you talk about your periods?
We will talk about our periods.
Yeah. If there's anything else you guys want us to talk about in the future, any more one has got to go, any medical musings or mysteries you want to send us, we're happy to look them up and talk about it. Mm-hmm. You can write it in the comments or email us at youcansitwithuspod@gmail.com.
Wait, we never said which one's got to go of the four.
Pads.
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 Yeah, pads. Pads have got to go.
Yeah, pads got to go.
Let's burn them all.
Burn them all.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.